Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back on a Hurts Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Mike, we got a baller in town, buddy.
Hey,
how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike. Listen, haven't come up with the proper nickname for these two, but man, that backcourt from last night.
Come on!
It's going to be a problem. Jackie Baseball? Teams in danger of moving to third place in this city. I'm just saying, better get it together over there. Holla at your boy.
Well aware. I understand. I'm also excited. And it's got to hurt both of you to admit that I was dead right yesterday. Come on, man. It beats cooked.
Dead right. Oh, cooked. No. That is not what we're talking about.
Stick a fork in them.
That is not what we're talking about. This is going to be an uplifting show today. This is going to be an uplifting show. I can't wait till we trade Bryce Harper. A big show today.
Wow.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us to talk about his take that VJ Edgecombe is a role player.
Idiot!
And Ace Bailey is a star.
And gambling.
Yeah. Ace Bailey, 2 points last night. How about that, Elliot? Two points in 20 minutes. And, we should let players gamble on their own teams. Okay, so Elliot joins us at 3. Mike Mayock joins us at 4 to talk about the Birds. But we have to start off talking about a star that was already here in Philadelphia in Tyrese Maxey and a new star in Philadelphia, and that is VJ Edgecombe. I think we just have to talk about Edgecombe first. I was optimistic about Edgecombe. I was happy they drafted him. I think we were all happy. You know, seems like a good kid, hard worker, says all the right things, good athlete. I did not expect that last night. I just didn't expect that last night. I didn't expect from an offensive perspective that he would be as good and polished as he was. He was aggressive. I thought, but while being aggressive, he was calm, right? He played in the flow of the offense. He handled the ball better than I thought he was going to do. There were a bunch of times when it was just him and Quentin Grimes on the court, and I figured Quentin Grimes would be the primary ball handler, but it was VJ. And it was, the dunks were outrageous. That one alley-oop, I don't even know how he got the ball in the hoop. And look, he's gonna have nights where he hits threes. He's going to have nights where he misses them, but he hit them last night, and it was pretty. He's going to be a problem defensively. He busted his ass the entire game. You know, the kid plays hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. He and I know he missed those two final three free throws. The two before it, he hit. And I was like, look at our guy going up there and calmly hitting
Listen,
free
Kobe
throws.
Missed two jumpers, air balls as a rookie.
Yeah. It's okay.
Now, that was in the playoffs.
My point is that
everybody misses.
Yeah, everybody misses shots, though. Is my point. Yes,
the kid he blew me away, and it's again, it's not just scoring points. There was one where I think it was when in the first quarter when he pumped at the 3-point line, drove and hit Kelly Oubre at the elbow for a three. Mm-hmm. Just a grown up adult NBA basketball play.
Yeah.
And you said he's back there with Maxey. Maxey did something last night that stars do, right? There were 2 points in the game where it looked like the game was going to, you know, maybe get out of control.
Yeah.
And he hit two threes in the first half and kept it there. And in the second half, I think it was in the third quarter, he just said, I'm not letting us lose this game.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And I guess what I could say is, and Jack brought it up, I just don't. Joel Embiid will either get better and be fine or not. But at this point, you see what we have in the backcourt. Jared McCain wasn't even there.
Yep.
This is exciting either way. Either Joel will come and start looking like a version of Joel, or he won't. But it doesn't matter. To me, it would be nice if it does. We're cheering for him.
Yeah.
But I think the advantage of the Sixers this year was you go in and you say, whichever way this goes, those guys are going to be fun to watch. And that was good energy last night. That was a big win last night.
I agree. Let me work backwards on this
thing.
No, you're good. I'll start with Joel Embiid. And the thing that I can appreciate from last night, and I hope it doesn't change until it's warranted to change. And it's less to do with Joel Embiid other than he's the subject matter. Had more to do with Nick Nurse.
Yes.
And how they resisted the urge of putting him back in the game, right? They have him on minutes restriction. Well, I don't know what the exact minutes are. They know, but he clearly wasn't trying to force Joel Embiid back in that game last night because he saw what they were doing on the court. So I want to give Nick Nurse some credit for that, for having some restraint, and we need to keep that up. Make sure we keep that going. Now, let's move to the young guns. Listen, VJ Etchkum, I'm going to enjoy watching him play because here's the thing. When you can just throw caution to the wind and you don't necessarily have the burden of carrying the organization and the franchise and everything else, you can just go out there and play.
Yep.
And that's what's going to be fun about watching VJ Etchkum play because he doesn't have the weight of the world on his shoulders. Most number three overall picks come in. They're the face of the franchise. They've been drafted to sort of save the franchise and that sort of thing. So it's more pressure on him to have to perform every night. And I'm not minimizing what he did. I'm actually looking at it in the positive view that he's going to get a chance to develop, make mistakes, but also show you what the potential that he has without having the burden of carrying the team.
Yep.
That's going to be fun to watch because he can play freely.
Yep.
And I think that's what you saw last night, an aggressive player that said, you know what, we're going to need another scorer out here tonight. I'm not going to wait until they call my number. I'm going to be aggressive tonight.
And the great thing
about him,
that's
a great trait.
The great thing about him is there are going to be nights where they don't, where Jared McCain's on and Tyrese Maxey's on, but he will do those other things, right? Well, he will cut and he'll play defense and he'll rebound.
That's what I was going to bring up because when those other guys do come back, then how the ball flows, where it sticks, does matter.
Yep.
I don't know if he'll have the same opportunities as Paul George gets healthy, as Embiid gets healthier. Meaning, I don't know if he's going to have an opportunity to be as aggressive offensively as he was last night. I'm glad he took advantage of it. I tell you the thing I take away from last night, Spike, and you touched on it. We may have to come to grips. This is Maxey's team.
Yep.
This is Maxey's team, and last night may be the first time that it looked like he embraced that role of it being, this is my team. I'm responsible for how this game finishes. I need to figure out a way to win this game late in the game, be aggressive, get buckets, distribute the ball, all those things. He seemingly has taken that upon himself. That's a good thing moving forward. That's a good thing moving forward because you don't know how often you're going to have the other big two guys there. So a lot of nights, Maxey has to be the veteran on the court.
The other thing I'd say about that is even when Joel Embiid is at his best, he's not an emotional leader. I think Maxey started taking that upon himself this offseason.
Yes.
And you could hear at Media Day that he is the one this is what we're about, and we're about it every game. And that's important that you have that. Whether Joel Embiid is playing or not playing, somebody needs to be that person, and Joel Embiid's never been that person.
But he's such a big personality,
meaning
that his presence looms largely.
Mm-hmm.
He's Joel Embiid. He's won an MVP.
Yep.
Sometimes guys don't know, am I stepping on toes? So it honestly feels like maybe Embiid has given his blessing to Maxey to go ahead and do this thing. This your team, you go ahead.
And down the stretch, when Embiid was on the bench, he was celebrating. He was excited.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was part of the post-game celebration.
Wasn't moping about any of it, you know. So
That's big.
It's huge.
That can't be overstated. Like,
yep.
How he handles this matters because he looms over the team.
Yep.
So I agree. Him being on board, celebrating, being happy for his teammates, that stuff matters, man. Good night last night.
215-592-9494. What are you thinking about VJ Edgecombe? And I'll just say, just don't let how Joel Embiid looked or didn't look overtake how you feel about everything else.
Nope.
He's going to be here, and he'll either figure it out or he won't. But those guys are here, and there's more coming.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say, because I haven't heard anybody say this before, Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, VJ Edgecombe, all wonderful draft picks, all while Daryl Morey was here at the helm of the Philadelphia 76ers. And I think it is fair for us to criticize when players and executives do something bad. I was very critical of Dave Dombrowski up until this trade deadline, and they had a great trade deadline. You can criticize a lot of things that Daryl Morey's done. He has crushed the draft. He absolutely has. Tyrese Maxey was picked at 20. Jared McCain was picked at 16. Yeah. We just got the third pick in a two-player draft, everybody was telling us, right?
Yep.
And the number one player did not look very good last night, and I think Cooper Flagg will be fine. Ace Bailey, who we all argued about, scored 2 points in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And VJ Edgecombe looks like a star. And look, there will be ups and downs, but Daryl Morey deserves credit. As much as you don't want to give it to him, and I know we haven't won a title, and I know he gave Embiid the extension, but critical when it's deserved and credit where it's deserved, because that future of the franchise, that young core, is better than a lot of young cores in the NBA who are rebuilding. We're not even rebuilding, and we have a young core that's better than a lot of them in the NBA.
Yeah, I hope Jolly recognizes that.
I hope Jolly recognizes that, too.
I hope when he subtweets the show today, it is about how positive he is about Daryl Morey and the job that he has done on this rebuild.
Well, I mean, it's not easy to read.
We are getting a subtweet.
How could you possibly like it? Like, I mean, come on.
The great Bob Myers, who's now head of sports for Harris Blitzer Entertainment, was not able to do the two timelines thing. It's not easy to get young players and rebuild while you have big money guys already there, and it looks like they have a chance to do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Also, we do have a next question today, as we got a great debut last night, and that is VJ Edgecombe. We are going to, you call with your sports point. You'll also tell us a great debut. Does not have to be sports. Could be movies. Could be television. Could be sports. Jack, do you have a great debut in there?
Come on, man. First hit in Major League Baseball. Happened to be a grand slam. Chase Utley. Come on, man.
That is a good debut. Come on, man.
That's a good debut.
Sprinting around the bases. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
Do you have one?
I do. I'm going with Tupac and Juice.
Oh, that was an incredible debut.
Yes.
That was his first movie? I guess it was.
And even though his, I think Trapped, his song may have been out before Juice, I think that sort of brought everybody to Tupac's music.
Oh.
The movie Juice did.
Ah, I did not. I guess his first movie.
Yep.
I'm going the very first Guns N' Roses album is Appetite for Destruction. It is still, I think, the best rock album I've ever heard. There's not a miss on the album. I've listened to it a bazillion times.
That was their first album?
That was their first album.
Wow.
Like, for your first, the first song in your first album to be Welcome to the Jungle, and here we are 40 years later, and mm-hmm. it still, you know, feels the same when you hear the opening notes of that song, Appetite for Destruction. So,
Appetite for Destruction.
215-592-9494. Talk about VJ Edgecombe and the debut. Are you excited about that and not letting the Embiid thing drag you down? And are you ready to give Daryl Morey credit for rebuilding the Sixers on the fly, which he was able to do in Houston, which I told you over and over and over again he was good at? 215-592-9494. Daryl's a pro. You care about superior performance. That's what being a pro is about. And that's what Bradford White's about. Superior performance with your water heater. That's right. Professional grade to bring your home or business reliable hot water every single day, whether it's in the shower, whether it's the faucet, wherever it is, tankless tank, the performance you expect and you deserve. So put your Bradford White water heater wherever you need a water heater. When it's time, what I want you to do is remember those two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. 215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, Happy Hershey. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yoshi?
Ah. Hey, like my granddaughter Kaylee said, was saying, she said, I'm excited, granddaddy. Hey, man, I'm the lead on. Let me break it down real quick. Mr. McDonald's All-American, Mr. Big 12 everything, Valdell Drexel, VJ Edgecombe looked seasoned out there last night. I mean, the boy was balling. I love it, Spike. We was right about him. Right now, we got the steal of the draft if you want to look at everybody else in the top five, baby. That boy was out there balling. I got some names for you. Twin Turbo, Mach 2, No Dicks, baby. That's my favorite one right there. Them boys was out
there. What was the last one?
What was the last one? Your phone went out.
The last one was No Breaks.
No Breaks.
No Breaks.
No Breaks. Because they out there moving, man. I love what them kids did last night. I mean, daggone VJ, man, that dude was named, like when he took the boy Tillman off the dribble and then cupped it and went up on the baseline, I was like, oh my goodness. It was so nasty. Messi out there crossing the boy, my knot up, and then brought him back and hit the jumper and what's name, and then screamed on him. I mean, it's great, man. They had so much energy last night. I even like the kid Barlow. He was everywhere. The energy was big. I love what that kid said. He said, I know how to play basketball. I know what my job is. My job is to bring the team up when we down. That type of thinking right there on this young team with a bunch of new players, that's what you need. And I love it. And Spike, Sucker for Love, episode 1 was a hit. I heard you late in the show talking about it. Spike was a little overboard talking about Ray, but he's still my boo. And don't you get on him about being my boo when you talking about you in the back seat with us, Mr. Third Wheel.
Yeah, I'm watching y'all in the back seat. Yeah, you and your boo. I'm watching y'all.
Watching us canoodle in the front seat.
What I do to you if you riding along with me and my boo? How about that? Hey, and my debut, it's very relevant. It's the Saquon Barkley. First game in Philadelphia, 109 yards off 24 carries, 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 receiving for the win, baby. Let's do that. Spike, let's rock and roll, baby.
Let's rock and roll. I'm thank you, Boo. Good to talk to you, Boo.
Oh, God.
You thank too, you, Boo.
Thank you, Boo.
Hold on.
What? What's up?
We're not going to do this with Yoshi.
What?
The boo thing. Man.
Well, as long as the Sixers are playing all right. It was, you know what was nice about last night, too? Mm. It reminded me of process times when there's this thing in sports. I know winning is the best thing, but it doesn't always feel the best. Because when your team is good and you're expected to win, there is an anxiety and a pressure of expectations. There's a little bit in your head of, what if we lose? I don't have any expectation with the Sixers team at this point. Yeah. I don't know how good they're going to be. And when you go into a game and you're like, you know what? I don't know. And you have the hope of the future that you're like, VJ Edgecombe is only going to get better as a player, mm-hmm. right? It was a nice feeling to be excited about the future of a team again.
I will say this, and I agree with you there. I agree with you there. This will get crowded. There's only one basketball.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it will get crowded. Yes. You're talking about Paul George and Joel Embiid are still here.
And then Paul George just chill?
Well, I'm just saying, he's still here, and McCain is coming back.
Yep.
And you throw in Grimes, Maxey, and VJ Edgecombe, that's a lot to have to pass the ball around.
Well,
so there are going to be some nights where guys aren't necessarily putting up big numbers.
Oh, yeah. I think if you were to ask me how many points VJ Edgecombe's going to average this year, I think it's going to be like 13 points.
Right.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's if things go the way, if VJ Edgecombe's averaging 20 plus points, it actually means that something probably went wrong in mm-hmm. the season.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think Paul George is at the point of his career where he don't want to dominate the ball either. He clearly didn't want it last year. I think he wants to stand there and shoot threes.
If that Joker is healthy and this team is winning, and he's a max player, he wants that ball.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes. And not that I want him to have it, but he's going to be on the team. You know what I'm saying? And,
yep.
And he's the second highest paid player on the team. That ball's going to have to go through Paul George.
Yoshi brought up.
Unless you trade him.
Yeah, I don't think
they're trading him.
Yeah, I don't think they're trading him. Yoshi brought up Dominic Barlow. That was Tasty Cake Dom's.
He tried to tell us.
Well, Dennis Rodman.
Rodman of the 2020s.
He was great. I mean, he still can't shoot, which is going to be a problem. I was stunned. And last thing, because you mentioned Nick Nurse. Mm-hmm. That team played hard last night.
Yeah.
The team played hard. They were committed to rebounding. Dominic Barlow had 5 offensive rebounds last night. I don't honestly remember the last time one Sixers player had 5 offensive rebounds. I'm sure it happened at some point last year. But there was definitely...
Who was our rebounding guy? He's on
our
team.
Where's Drummond?
No, Drummond, yeah.
Well, he
was out there last night. He's still here?
Oh, he's cooked. He had a player option. He's cooked. He's
Eric Gordon.
He's a 7-foot cheerleader.
Yeah, Eric Gordon on the bench. He's still here.
Cooked.
Kyle Lowry.
Oh, the whole end of the bench over there?
Yeah.
That's the nursing home.
Yeah, that's
the Nick nursing home.
It's Team Unk over there.
Team Unk. Yeah. I like that. That's Team Unk over there, man.
But Barlow's on a two-way deal. And if you want to give credit for Maury again.
More credit?
Well, I'll give Maury credit for getting Barlow, and I give credit to Nick Nurse, because Nick Nurse put a starting lineup out there that I looked at it, and I said, nobody. We have one guy that can shoot in that starting lineup. We had Maxey, Edgecombe, Oubre, Barlow, and Embiid. And I thought to myself, well, that isn't a lineup that can shoot. But you know what it is? It's a lineup that can run. It's a lineup that is going to play fast. It's a lineup that's going to be mm-hmm. aggressive. And I like the commitment to how they're going to play this year. It seems like it's going to be an exciting way.
And give Maury credit, because he actually talked about this last year. And his self-reflecting on putting a roster together and thinking, well, I need to put a playoff roster together of veterans and this and that and the other. I didn't focus as much on the regular season. And you need youth and athleticism to get you through the regular season.
Yep.
Young players are running up and down the court. Those old guys, yeah, it's a lot of nights. They're not going to want to run up and down the court. So that's what the team was made up of mostly last year. Give him credit. He went out and got a lot more athletic.
We saw Walker
younger.
Out there last night. Jabari Walker out there.
These are young players that you can play like on a Wednesday night in November.
I kept thinking it was Rocco, the 33.
Well, oh, Walker.
I was like, oh, he's still here, baby.
And
he's still here.
These guys aren't totally, they're not skilled, but you know what they are? They're athletic and they know what their job is. Their mm-hmm. job is to go out there and hustle their ass off, get every rebound they can. All right, 215-592-9494, talking about the debut of VJ Edgecombe. And next question today, give us a great debut. Doesn't have to be sports, can be if you want. Coming up next.
What you got?
Don't sigh.
Well, it's like our 2:30 AJ Brown update.
Not practicing again today, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
This is the WIP afternoon show. Are we going to need a siren? Are we
Trouble
gonna need
in Paradise?
That? Yeah.
Well, he's not going to play Sunday.
I don't know. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.